Hello, you guys. This
Log
is
Talk
Frost.
Radio.
So I can burn it, and I feel alone.
guys, this is Minister Christopher Ross with Revelation of Truth. I'm here again. Amen. I went through some technical difficulties earlier, but thank be to God, we are on the air. The devil, you is a liar. Amen. We are on the air now. We are going to a pre-recorded service from Love Chapel Deliverance Center in Georgetown, South Carolina, where Chief Apostle Richard Frazier is the Apostle and Chief of Love Chapel Deliverance Center in Georgetown, South Carolina, located on the front street of Georgetown, South Carolina. We are about to go into the services, and I hope that I hope and pray in God that y'all will get something out of this awesome man of God and out his sermon, and I will be back on the air soon as we hear Love Chapel Deliverance Center Apostle, Chief Apostle Richard Frazier. Until then, I will be right back.
Take Luke 17 chapter. In Luke 17 chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, very familiar passage of scripture. In Luke 17 and 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed. Somebody ought to say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
They were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are they? There are not found that return to give glory to God. Say this stranger. And he said unto him, arise. Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Subject this morning, this afternoon is, am I the one that came back to tell him thank you? Am I the one that came back to tell him thank you? If anybody knows anything about leprosy, it was a very dreadful disease of that time and era. It was a chronic, infectious disease, constantly present in the tropics and parts of the earth. True forms are apparently caused by specific microorganisms and are characterized by the formation of deformity and loss of sensation. These people were outcasts. They would be lined up against these stone walls. They all would be just there waiting to die. And there have been incidents in the Old Testament where those that had leprosy were healed, but it wasn't because of any type of medicine that they had, or a physician that came by there, or a scholar, or a soothsayer. Those fellows that were back then that felt that they could heal somebody. But it took the power of God when they were healed. You know, David went to the king and told him, listen, God told me to tell you to go down into the Jordan River and dip 7 times. The king had leprosy. And he really didn't want to go down in that dirty Jordan River, because there were 2 other rivers that were clean. And why did the prophet tell me to go down to one of those 2 rivers? But God has a way of doing things in such a way that we'll have to trust him, even if it don't make any sense. It may sound and appear to be the most illogical thing that you can think of or do, but if God sent you, I wish I had some help. Family would tell you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that. Have you lost your mind? You know, God has given us common sense. We like to use the common sense part. We like to use that when we don't want to exercise faith. Now, but what is faith? Now, faith is the what? Or what things work? And the essence of things work? Nasty. So when it comes to that part, we want to use, oh, no, God, give us common sense. But I went to Africa, I think about how one guy, the kidneys were just all in the kidneys, and the doctors didn't know what to do. He said, I don't know if I could allow you to go to Africa because the kidneys stood by start acting up. He said, I'm involved in it. I said, no, that's, but God made sure that nothing, but I said, God, I said, I got to go to Africa. God told me I got to go to Africa. He said, well, I'll give you this medicine. And when the pain comes so severe, you take this medicine and you'll be okay. And I said, okay, but I got to go to Africa. And God preached on the time I was supposed to go. I didn't go. And 3 months later, I had another opportunity to go. And that same doctor examined me again. He said, I don't know what happened, but the stones are gone. If God paid me to do something, I must have had some help in that. If God tells you you got to do something, you got to walk by faith, not by sight. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to shake your faith. He wants you to doubt God.
Get over to heaven. Nothing happened. You got back here. There was Love Chapel Deliverance Center. From Georgetown, South Carolina, Chief Apostle Richard Frazier. Their location is at 1645 Front Street, Georgetown, South Carolina, 29440. Their services start at 11 o'clock a.m. And we was excited to be in the presence with him on the last Sunday before last. Right now, we are going to have an inspirational moment. We are going to play some more music and hope that you be blessed and stay encouraged in the Lord. And make sure that you are going to church and praying and fasting and getting deliverance from God and getting answers from God. We are going to open up our lines, and we are going to have a prayer line right now. But on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., we will be back on the air. We are going to talk about Paul and Paul's journey. I am a deep, I love Paul's characteristic and everything. But we're going to talk more about that on Thursday, right now. But right now, we are going to have an inspirational moment. Cause I feel that God wants to do something in us and through us, through music right now. You know, people... it's nice to talk and tell you about Christ and tell you about certain things about God. But I'm thinking that we should listen to some music and get some inspiration about God and how God want to work things out. See, God wants to work things out for us. But first of all, we got to understand, we got to obey God and listen to God. My bishop, Bishop Floyd Allen Nolan, he speaks about, are you certain You got to be certain that you know God for yourself. You can't wishy-washy about not knowing God. You got to know God for yourself. But we are going to play some music today, and I hope you stay blessed in the Lord. And I hope that we're going to pray. I pray that God will increase your faith and increase your understanding about what God wants to do. God wants to work a miracle in your life. But in order for him to work a miracle in your life, you first got to have faith and obey God's word. When you're not obeying God's word, then you are hidden. You're being mischievous to God, because God said he loves faithful people. Faithful people. And first we gotta have faith in him and everything. But in order for God to work a miracle in our lives, we got to first trust and have faith in God. Now, remember, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, we are going to talk about Paul's journey and talk a little bit about Paul. But until then, stay blessed in the Lord.
Praising my Savior all of the Lord. mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. I got one more river to cross.
Sure, a river I'm bound for. Sure, a river I'm bound for.
Father, he'll be waiting. Can't help me to cross. Father, he'll be waiting. He can't help me to cross. Father, he'll be waiting. He can't help me to cross. I got
me up in.
We want to thank you all for tuning in on today. Remember, on Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m., I will be on the air. Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m., we are going to talk about Paul's journey. Until then, stay blessed in the Lord. Amen.